This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This hour is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Bye. Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
I had unlimited coins or tokens to those batting cages for an entire month. Could I train myself to hit a 95 mile per hour fastball that's just right over the plate?
Hell no! What are you talking about? That's still 95 miles an hour.
I can do that in one day.
I can hit
a 95 mile an hour fastball off a pitching machine if it is predictable.
We need to take the show to Sluggers.
Some scouts looking at Sluggers like, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Took it one day.
This is just like when men think they can all land a plane.
Can't compare anybody to
Mark Grody.
To this day, he's still the greatest offensive player I ever saw.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We broadcast live through the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It is Tuesday. It is a beautiful day already outside. Dan Wiederer is in for Marshall, who is off today. Hi, Dan.
How about the issues I had getting to the show today? Not only with traffic, but then needing you to jump on my chair to get it to a height that suited me before the show started.
You know, it's okay. It's okay. Together, we're a team, and the water's parted at least enough for you to get here on time today, and the chair isn't. Is it too short? Like, do we need?
No,
to adjust
I like the height
again?
I'm at right now. This is pretty comfortable. But before, I felt like, and it was David that was here in this chair previously. It was like I was touching the ceiling.
I don't know how he does it. I don't know what happens up there. I always say that with anybody over 6 feet tall. I don't know what goes on up there. The air's thinner.
It's pretty normal. It's pretty normal.
I can't ever hear anything. The words go over my head. So I feel like the same way with the height of the chairs, if you will.
So my wife and I have a height issue where we see different perspectives in the fridge.
Yep.
So I can't see things. She's like, it's right here. I was like, well, yeah, when I go down a foot, then I can see exactly what you were seeing. But I couldn't see it where it was.
So my step stool is just like an extension of my body at this point. And there are times where, like, I think I've cleaned something and then I'll stand on my step stool to just see the different angle. And I'm like, oh, nope, got to dust more. So that's my daily struggle. Dan Wiederer is in. We're happy to have him. We're going to talk a lot of Bears today. This is Rahimi and Harris on the Score. Dan Wiederer in for Marshall. Layla Rahimi with you. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and Brandon Fryer. We also have our video team. You can check us out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, and Matt Anaya are our team. And then we've gotten a lot of texts lately, so you guys can keep it up. 312-644-6767. So that is a part of the show as well. And as much as I want to talk a lot of football with you, I also think that we should get into what happened last night with the Cubs, because they suffer another Sunday loss to the Brewers.
Sure.
They take 2 of 3. I know you've got fresh Cubs thoughts, perhaps, on that prior series. And then they come in and play host to the Giants. And lo and behold, the Cubs just keep winning first games of the series.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that continued last night. Took advantage of a couple of wheels off innings and then are able to take down the Giants 9-2 as the offense just keeps rolling.
Curious to get Ian Happ's thoughts later in the show just about why this has clicked the way it has. Because this team just got a little juice to it. And certainly their ability to score gives you juice, and it gives the fun factor and the energy that's there. And they're hitting from top to bottom in the lineup. And like you say, they're getting off to great starts in series, which I think calms everyone's nerves, you know, and just get you in that confident mindset. But man, this team's playing really good baseball right now. And you always remind yourself it's May 6th. There's a long way to go, and there's a lot of obstacles that we don't know about yet that are here, and some we do know about with the Shota news, right?
Like,
so, you know, find that role, find that groove, and try to stay in it as long as possible.
Well, and I think you're right about the obstacles we don't know, but then the obstacles that have been in front of us. We did get some information after the game from Craig Counsell talking about Shota Imanaga's injury. So let's hear the latest. We'll start with the most recent information, which is after the Cubs got a little bit more than what they had pregame.
The MRI showed he's got a hamstring strain. He's presenting to the doctor like with a very mild hamstring strain. So, you know, we're that makes us optimistic. You know, I think it's likely we're going to be. I think it's probable we're going to be past 2 weeks here because we're going to be cautious and make sure that he's back to 100%. But all in all, pretty good news.
So Craig Counsell sounding really as optimistic as he will sound. You know, that's about as hopeful as I've heard him talking about an injury. But either way, Shota Imanaga's on the 15-day injured list. I am okay with letting him rest much as he needs to. If it has to go a little bit longer, given what they've got right now, I know they play the Mets coming up, but it's not a divisional opponent. I'm okay with this if it has to happen where he needs to miss more than one start.
Beyond the Mets, it's the Marlins and the White Sox. So you've got a couple teams there that you should be able to take care of business with regardless of who's pitching. The cautious approach is the right thing to do here. Again, it's May 6th, and when you're in positions of leadership, you have to constantly look at that calendar, feel what the actual urgency is versus what some of the perceived urgency is. And look, I heard Bruce this morning saying, you know, it could be up to 6 starts that Shota misses. That sounds daunting when you just hear it out loud. But then when you consider they've got a long road ahead of them and a chance to play deep into October, you have to be cautious and you have to take this with an approach that is sensible for the long haul. And Shota had the quad issue the previous start out and now a hamstring issue. And so you've got to figure that out. I did like the phraseology there from Counsell of he's presenting to the doctor. Like I present to the doctor all the time and it's never really, really good. But they don't seem very concerned that this is something that they can't get under control pretty quickly.
But I will say this also, when it comes to presenting to the doctor, I think he's also trying to let you know that sometimes people have symptoms of things that they don't talk about.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody has the MRI at their you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Not exposure, but just, you know, in their repertoire. That's
sure.
Not something that, a disposal. They don't have an MRI at their disposal. So in this case, something's going on with the legs, right? I know they're two different muscle groups, but if the legs need to rest a little, then let them go. You know, and Bruce is right. Like, this is the time in your schedule. It's not nearly as difficult as April. Theoretically, you should be able to have some leeway here.
And it's a guy, you know, dealing with the lower body issue for really the first time. And so you got to kind of watch him navigate the recovery process. And then, you know, with anything like this, there's also that sort of mental hurdle you've got to get over where you trust it again. And when you have two consecutive starts where you've kind of had some issues, that the trust becomes a thing in your own psyche. And so they'll monitor that with Shota. They've got options. They're going to have to mix and match some pieces together here for a while. But the way the lineup is carrying the load right now and the way that their schedule sets up for them here in the, you know, not too distant future, they should be okay to navigate this pretty smoothly.
Yeah, that's right. Cubs call up a bullpen arm to help with the roster move that's corresponding. I can't help but think that in all of this, we'll probably see more Chris Flexen. You know, that seems to make sense. I feel like he was a helpful arm, to say, you know, the least, I think, for the Sox last year. The win-loss record, of course, doesn't really indicate what he was doing with the Sox and at least helping out. So, but Craig Counsell did also nobody really shied away from the Cade Horton discussion in all of this either, which I thought was interesting. Like, in hearing Jed Hoyer talk about the possibility, tell me if you get a no or a yes or both out of this. Let's listen.
The hesitancy is a no, I would say, you know, just trying to make sure it's the right time. I think that it's easier to work on things in the minors and sort of, and you know, he didn't pitch a lot last year. I think he pitched all last season, you know, he may well have debuted by now, but if he hadn't debuted, I think that we would, you know, you have a better sense of where he is. Whereas, like, you know, because he missed a lot of time last year, I think that it's been good to give him a foundation in Iowa. I think he's continued to get better from start to start, and he's been, you know, consistently good down there. He's, you know, sort of built off a good spring training, but his last couple starts were better than the first couple starts down there. He's been going six innings and throwing well. So, you know, he's done his part in AAA, certainly throwing the ball well.
So Jed Hoyer's not hesitant to bring him up, but then there was a little bit of, well, but then there was a little bit more, yes. So I feel like it's a push, that answer.
Yeah, it just felt like a general manager trying to build a little bit longer of a runway and just to make sure that they're doing right by the pitcher. Obviously, we're talking about a guy that had shoulder issues a year ago and is over that hurdle now. But again, it's May 6th. You know, there are certain times where there's this artificial urgency that creeps into the psyche of observers, whether that's fans or media, and you start feeling like it's later than it actually is, and every week and every series is more important than it actually is. And so you do this wisely, you make practical decisions, and then you try to turn this guy loose when it's time to turn him loose. Look, like, this is a young pitcher that's going to be asked to do a lot of big things for your organization. And so the best way to get him set up for success out of the gates is the best way you want to approach it. And they're going to have to make that decision on what that looks like.
I agree. And similar to having to help him when it comes to the injury part of this, how much does he need to be stretched out? How much does it need to be a slow crescendo into actual real season, real MLB work? I understand that part of it. At the same time, I think it's a matter of when, not if, this season.
You're right.
And I said this yesterday to Mark Grody. Your window is this year. Until you extend Kyle Tucker, this is your window. So therefore, either you're putting your chips all in with who you want to bring up on this team, or you're telling me why you can wait.
Right.
And why you can wait had better include ponying up $500 million for one of the best hitters in baseball. So one of these things has to happen.
Yeah.
Either you're bringing up your guys who are already under club control and you're making that room on the 40-man roster and you understand that you have only a year of Kyle Tucker, or you're telling me why you can afford to wait.
Right. No question about it. I did like Mully's suggestion earlier this morning about letting Cade get his first start against the White Sox, because it's essentially a AAA start that you're making, and you've got an opportunity to get off to a good start at home in a spirited series. That could be a fun little weekend treat at Wrigley a week from now if you wanted to lean in that direction.
They just took 2 of 3 from the Astros.
They're back.
The Astros are back, or the Sox are back?
Are the Sox back?
No to both, but I'm happier with the results than I was this time last week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But yeah, look, like, you're going to have to, you know, pitching depth is like offensive line depth in the NFL. It's going to be tested. You don't know when and you don't know how.
I talk about it every day on a radio show.
And honestly, so at some point you just have to figure out what your troubleshooting plans are and make good decisions.
Dan Weider is in for Marshall Harris on Raheem and Harris today on The Score. This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Yeah, if there are two things that I obsess over, actually, with my faux GM hat, Stan, it is definitely offensive line depth and pitching depth. And those are the two things that matter the most to me, other than getting a bopper in the lineup, which they did.
Like, yeah,
these are the things that matter in my life. So that's where I sit with this. And it's a great thing when you can talk about a real prospect to be a starting pitcher in your system that you haven't brought up yet.
Right, right. And then when there's a need for it, you pull the trigger and then you don't look back, you know, and you just trust that this is a guy that's going to be able to handle whatever stage you put him on. And that, you know, like, that's that, you know, there's this conversation on how much do you baby him, right? Like, how much do you set him up for success and how much do you just turn loose a highly regarded prospect to do what highly regarded pitchers are supposed to do?
Right. But in my opinion, potential work stoppage be damned.
This is your year. Yeah.
Whether or not you like it. And right now the standings are even bearing out to say that to you as well. The scoreboard is saying it. The only day you struggle on, we're going to get into in the next segment because it's a weird stat. But when you look at this through that lens, I think it makes your decisions a little simpler, not necessarily easier.
Sure. No, right. Like, that's a good way to put it. Like, you do need to understand what this season is and needs to be about. Until you, again, redefine it with some of the moves you may decide to make up the road. Look, the start that they've gotten off to has allowed the imagination to run wild on where this season can finish, mm-hmm. on what they can do, you know, both short-term and long-term. And you just love to see on a Monday night in May a lineup that is capable of just lighting the wick and letting it explode the way it did again. Obviously, it didn't start off that way, but, you get the homer from Hap to get it going, and then it didn't stop.
And that's it, man. Second time through the order, and we see what happens. And I do want to ask Ian Happ about that because I think it was a crucial part of this. It's funny to me because here we are talking about the Cubs being thrilled with their 22-14 start, which is first in the NL Central. Giants lost last night and are 22-14, third in the NL West.
Right.
That's the difference.
Well, and along with that, the Cubs have played winning baseball against the NL West, and they've seen a lot of NL West competition here through the first month plus, and their ability to face that division successfully and have the success that they've had, I think, is also confidence building. But to your point, like, there is a lot of good baseball teams in that division and in the National League in general. So you got to be ready to play this way for a long time. We all know that there's going to be a struggle bus coming to take the Cubs for a week or two. Their lineup's going to have the dips that every major league team has, but they just seem so potent top to bottom right now. And you're getting production from everywhere in the lineup. And then you're moving some guys around in the lineup, which I know you're excited to talk a little bit about what Dansby's done since he slipped down further in the lineup and is now producing the way you would expect him to produce regularly.
So as a occasional midday show host, are you aware of the way we say Dansby Swanson on the show?
I'm not. Help me.
It's very heavy Southern extreme accent where we all say Dansby.
Because of this,
do we have the audio?
Dansby Swanson.
That was the entire birth of this, thanks to Ray, was all of us just saying Dansby, all caps, ridiculous. So if you were wondering what that was in the group thread, that was it.
There we go.
Yeah, now you know. Now
Dansby.
There it is. Yeah, you lived in North Carolina. You were telling us about it.
That's 7 years of my life, yeah.
Very defined accent.
That's the first place I lived outside of Chicago. I went down there and... when I was told for the first time in my mid-20s that I had a funny accent by people in North Carolina, I was like, wait a second, what are you guys are saying that I'm talking funny? It was an eye-opener for me. I'm like, I guess I am the outlier down here, y'all.
And occasionally, do you hear it in Ben Johnson a little bit when he talks?
At times, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
The O's, yeah.
We were actually in, he was in Chapel Hill at the same time that I was down there. I had no idea who he was at that time, obviously. But, we've connected since about some of our common overlaps with athletes at the University of North Carolina. And so he was around there for at least one national championship that the Tar Heels won on the basketball court. So, yeah.
Very cool. And some, one of us has to get John Shire on one of the shows on the score. Like, that's got to happen. You said you covered Shire.
Yeah, I covered his entire college career at Duke. And then, obviously, a couple years ago when he got the job there, I was able to reconnect with him and do a deep dive on quite a career challenge, right? To be the successor to Coach K at Duke. And he's done fine.
Done an incredible job. For sure. Yeah, I'm still putting that out there in the universe. One of the score shows needs to get John Shire on just for the principal. That is Dan Wiederer. He is filling in for Marshall Harris today. It is Rahimi and Harris. We talk more Cubs with Dan next. In fact, a couple of very notable stats. A day of the week that you need to know is hurting this team. And then also, who's producing out of what parts in the lineup and how. Don't forget, Ian Happ is also joining us at 11:45 today. More with Dan Wiederer before we get into, yes, Bears talk. It's all in the midday show on The Score.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
The pitch hit in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Montos. Near the wall, it's got a chance. Gone. Swanson lines one shallow left field, base hit. One run is in. Horner heading home. The throw not in time. Two-run single, Dansby Swanson. Cubs lead 4-2. 9-2 the final. Cubs take game one in the three-game series.
That was Pat Hughes. You know him well. Calling what was ended up being a 3-for-4 day for Dansby Swanson. I'm sorry. No, we got to say it all together.
Dansby.
I saw Robbie. Okay, here we go. A 3-for-4 day for 1, 2, 3. Dansby Swanson. Poor Dansby. Do you think he knows about this? Like, it's
Dansby Swanson.
It's starting to get a little much. But either way, let's celebrate what it is. And that is indeed the fact that Dansby Swanson, batting eighth no less, does not care where he's hitting in the lineup. Again, Dansby just producing in really productive ways. It's not just singles, it's extra base hits as well that I think are super important to this discussion. He had two RBIs, gets on base yesterday three times, as we said, two runs scored. And I think just really continues to produce in a really productive manner. Marquee Sports Network had this graphic, which I thought was really valid. In 7 games batting eighth this season, he's 12-for-26, 462 average, 3 home runs, 5 RBI, 23 total bases. That's my favorite part of this, Dan. Dan Weider is in for Marshall Harris today. It's not just the, oh, you're hitting. It's you're hitting for extra bases, which is key.
Don't mess with that. If that's the spot in the order where the comfort kicks in, don't mess with that. The two-run single in the fourth yesterday, fun on a lot of levels because you get PCA and Nico running the bases and scoring on that play, and it's just a ball that finds a spot that it needed to find, and you've got two runs, and you've got the lead, and you never look back. And it's those are the types of moments that get that mojo rolling. The momentum starts to build, and obviously Dansby's been doing some things from the eight hole.
Well, and not just that, but we've talked so much, and we'll hear from Ian Happ, too, about how it's just easier to hit or know that your out might be your only out in the game when this is the lineup that is in front of you.
Right.
It truly is protection in the lineup. I'm going to say that as long as this is happening because it's a really positive thing, and you're seeing the results. It's okay for Michael Bush to go for 3. Nobody cares. We're going to talk instead about Ian Happ. We're going to talk about Seiya Suzuki. You know, Kyle Tucker also goes over. I don't care. His OPS is still 953.
Right.
Carson Kelly continues to hit. He gets another home run. His OPS is 1320. Like, while this is going well, let's see it play out in positive ways where everybody doesn't have to be hitting every day.
Marquis ran a graphic on Carson Kelly last night as well about the 8 homers in 20 games with the Cubs. I think only Hank Sauer in Cubs history has ever hit more home runs in their first 20 games with the club. And but you make a great point, Layla, because it is, again, the top to bottom heft of the lineup gives everybody a little bit more confidence. And so you've got this group now that knows they can explode at any inning, and it can be any guy. And so then when somebody does have a down night, a down series, there's really no pressure that builds because they're scoring 9, they're scoring 6, they're scoring 8, you know, and we went through in before the show, the number of runs that they've scored in their series opener this year, averaging, I think, 8.2 runs per game in the first game of series this year. I mean, that's a good way to get some feelings built, right? Like, we're here, we're ready to hit, and we're going to keep bringing it.
Well, also, you know, they talk a lot about teams having hitters meetings the first games of series or the prep that they do. Ian Happ has talked about it. Might be worth following up with him today about at 11:45. But when you consider how productive the Cubs have been, not just in the offense, but also how they've won 6 straight series openers, yeah, and how key that is to their success. Here's the day you need to stay away from. And I think if you've been watching, you know. I feel like we always come in on Monday and I'm going, why is this so negative? It's because the Cubs are 1-5 on Sundays. Guys, I know you love your Saturdays. I don't know what's happening on Sunday, but we got to figure this out and get it more together. And they're only averaging 3.3 runs per games on those Sundays.
Like, and overall series finales, the record is 3-6 as well.
3-6 in series finales?
Strong in the series openers, 10-3.
Now, wow. I mean, definitely something, it's fluky and it's a small sample size, but I do wonder what Ian Happ thinks.
You guys also know me well enough to know that negative Mondays are part of the existence that I live. So it doesn't jar me as much to wake up on Monday and be like, why did that feel a little bit negative? That's kind of the default setting with the world I live in.
Hey, Dan, Take the North podcast host and Tribune beat writer for the Bears. How many negative Mondays do you think you're going to have next season?
How many have I experienced in the last decade? I mean, man, next year, I'll say 8. 8 negative Mondays.
Ah, that's the Vegas line. That's the Vegas line. I feel it.
Sticking right on the line.
And, you know, not necessarily a bad thing, but when you add up all the numbers as far as the Cubs are concerned, we mentioned again, you know, they scored 9 runs yesterday against a good Giants team, as we mentioned. It's also how they're putting this together. I'm sad for Robbie because he's not included in the list, according to our friends at FanDuel. But the Cubs have the 5th best odds right now to win the World Series at 16-1. The other 4 teams are where this gets spicy. You got your Dodgers, the Mets, who they face this weekend, the Cubs, the Yankees, and then the Philadelphia Phillies, who they just did. So that makes it make sense when you consider how they've fared against the teams they've faced so far. But either way, this is a team where you're seeing everything come together in not just a productive manner, but they're starting to become a pattern. Ian Happ turns the lineup over. What happens against Roop? Home run, right? You see how the Cubs are able to score 5 runs in that 6th inning, yeah, where something happens to the Giants fielders. You know, Matt Chapman doesn't look like himself at 3rd. You're seeing them get extra outs. That's something that we talk, yeah, about teams like the Dodgers doing, teams like the Padres. How many times have we sat here and talked about the Cubs giving those teams extra outs? Well, guess what? They're taking them from teams like the Giants. I feel like that's what happened in that 6th inning.
As a youth baseball coach, I talk all the time with the boys about the concept that if they leave the door open a sliver, you kick it down. You just go kick it down. If they give you an opening, go kick it down. The Cubs have been doing that successfully. And so, look, like I repeat that phrase about 170 times between the months of April and mid-July. And you mentioned, when you have those innings where you do kick that door down, the game is over and it's in your control.
You'd better take advantage of 4 Giants errors.
4 errors. That's unforgivable.
That is comedy. That's the Benny Hill theme. That's what happens. But you're right. I mean, that's it. You have to step on the throat, so to speak, and make sure that you take advantage of that so they don't come back. That's a Mortal Kombat finish him type of move.
This team has also shown the ability to handle adversity without flinching. You know, it starts with the steel injury, and now tonight you're going to get a start from Colin Ray in a moment where, you know, it'd be nice to see him pitch the way he has to this point. And look, like the Shota injury, we don't know how long that's going to last, as we talked about a little bit earlier, but you don't feel this sense of intense anxiety that you might otherwise feel when two of your top guns are dealing with injuries. One obviously much more serious than what seems to be a grade one hamstring strain for Shota.
Oh, absolutely. And I know Craig Counsell was a little bit more optimistic about it than perhaps they originally thought after the game, but I think they should take this seriously. Just in case you're wondering, let's start with home run numbers, for example. The Cubs right now third in baseball in home runs, already with 54 this season. What a nice, enjoyable surprise that is. First in hits in baseball with 332. When it comes to doubles, the Cubs are also up there. They're fifth with 65. And let's just have fun with some triples just to see. Oh, that's right. The Cubs are also tied with the Rockies, which, hello, ballpark, for 9 triples, which is the Mets as well, tied for the most in baseball. But the point is, regardless of how you put it together, this is a team that will get in your head if you're the opposing team, knowing that you can't make a lot of mistakes right against them offensively.
5 hitters with at least 7 home runs already, including the aforementioned Carson Kelly, who's got 8 now after the one last night. And you're getting pop. You know, you're getting pop, and we're not used to that on the consistency that they've shown it here through the first month plus of the season.
That's it. And I am so happy to be talking about team slugging in a positive way at this time of the year. I will never forget being at Wrigley early June, knowing how little the team was slugging. And when you looked at those slugging percentages, they're third in baseball right now in team slugging at 456. It's the Yankees at 467 at number one and the Dodgers. 1-2-3, Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs. And that's how it should be. Again, this is all a plea to sign Kyle Tucker. But it can also be a credit to Carson Kelly. I understand we have that post-game sound now of him talking about what he's done. 8 home runs in 20 games. Let's give him his flowers.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been fun to see all the hard work put in and to get results because of it. And, you know, just it's one of those things. We just continue to work every single day and put in the work and take a pitch to pitch. I mean, it's a lot of fun. You just see from top to bottom, you know, the next guy up. And I think what's really, really cool about it is that, you know, we're all pulling for each other and we always feel like we're never out of it. And I think, I mean, we've had games where we've been down late and rally and come back. So I think that shows a lot of character for this. The things that I've learned over my career is that you've got to leave your at-bats after they've happened and focus on the pitchers. And I think that's, you know, having that separation. When I put my gear on, it's over. And you flip the switch and you work on your pitchers. And then when I come in the dugout and take my gear off, then it's hitting. So having those physical changes helps me make that adjustment.
I feel like he goes from the tools of ignorance to the tools of confidence right now.
Yeah. Yeah. The other part of that is the character quotient of this, where you never feel like you're out of a game. I was at the Wrigley game a couple weeks ago against the Dodgers in the opener where they fell behind 3-0 in a Shota start, and there's no panic. They're winning at the end of the first inning with 5 runs. Then they give up 5 later in that game, and you're like, oh, they just let this one slip away, and they rally, and they rally, and they get the 2-out 9th inning homer from Amaya and win it in extra innings on Ian's single. And you like those types of moments, they compound, right? And that sense of belief just starts rolling like the snowball. And then so any game you're in, you've already got experience to lean back on and say, we're good. You know, the Diamondbacks come back earlier in April. It's another example of a team that just knows that they've got the weaponry and the bats and the ability to rally on you and keep you in every single game.
We're going to continue slightly encouraging Tuesday with Dan Reeder as opposed to a football Monday, if you will, with the mindset that you talk about, because they are withstanding injury. They are withstanding setback. Matt Boyd, who was yesterday's starter, talked about the pitcher's mindset once they heard what happened to Shota.
It stinks to lose a guy like Shota. He is obviously, you know, immensely, he's the guy that's at the front, and he is so talented, and, you know, you can't replace Shota, but it doesn't change what we do. We just go do what we, it doesn't change, you know, what me or Ben or J-Mo, you know, or C-Ray does on our start day. And our game is our game. And, you know, we're very talented, both with the pitching staff here and the guys in AAA. You know, that's what good teams do, is you go up there and someone else steps up and you get the job done. But, you know, it doesn't change what we do.
He's such a ray of sunshine. And he continues to be so. He makes, what, one mistake yesterday or one and a half? And that was pretty much it. You know, he wants the home run ball back, but other than that, the Cubs are able to give him enough run support, and he breathes a little easier.
It's a guy that's bounced around a lot, and when they signed him, I think, two-year deal in the offseason, you didn't expect to feel this way when he took the mound, which is, oh, man, steady Eddie out there, right? Like, he's just going to give you a chance to win the baseball game, and that's been one of the bright spots for sure of that pitching rotation here through the first, you know, how many games are we, 36 games in at this point? And you just, again, you continue to ride that wave and let it take you where it takes you.
I know. I completely agree. And the line on Boyd yesterday, indicative. 6 innings, 5 hits, only 2 earned runs, no walks, and 7 strikeouts. His ERA, a cool 2.75. I will take that all day. Cubs used only 3 pitchers total yesterday in Matt Boyd, Caleb Thielbar, and the newly acquired Gavin Hollowell. Game, set, match. You move on to see another day. Game 2 is tonight, and then the day game is game 3. We have more Cubs talk next on The Score with Dan Wiederer. John Heyman was in studio yesterday, the Major League Baseball insider. And naturally, we're getting texts on our text line who, unless you're the Cubs accountant, I'm not sure why you feel this way. John Heyman will encourage you to think that the Cubs should have more money. We'll explain next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Tucker hits a high fly ball, deep right field. Frelick goes back. He looks up. Long gone. Another home run for the Cubs tonight.
There's a deep drive into right center field off the bat of Pete Crow Armstrong. This ball's going to leave the yard. A home run for PCA.
Pay that man his money.
That's right, PCA, the experience, the lifestyle, the mindset, whatever you want to call it right now, that vibe, that's what's happening. I've got to ask Ian Happ at 11:45 about him raising the roof ironically again. The face is getting more serious. He needs to watch out. He's veering into millennial pout. You know, they hate us, but I just want to warn PCA, you know, with that pout and the raising the roof, you're starting to make me feel like I'm back in 2007.
It's a good place to be. I was in a better place in 2007.
Weren't we all? Actually, I wasn't. I was making $0 and trying to live in Austin. It was not easy.
Look, like the PCA experience, what's that been like for the first 7 weeks of the season, right?
The better question is, like, ask his teammates. This has been incredible.
And it's in every way, you know, and like the dude is just fun. And you want that to be kind of the poster of what you're doing, right? Is the fun along with the winning, and you create the juice that we're talking about here. It's a big word with me. If you haven't listened to the podcast, we talk about juice a lot. This Cubs team's got juice.
First of all, not only do I listen to the Take the North podcast, I have the wristband, which I wore to the event where I met a couple of Bears executives and had to hide it under my sleeve because I didn't want them to think that I'm crazy. And then additionally, I watch it on YouTube. Yeah. I don't know that people know, but the Take the North podcast is available on YouTube. So sometimes, creepily, you guys will be on my big screen at my apartment.
I don't always love the YouTube version because sometimes it's like, oh man, like, you know, we got to get this done in the morning where everybody's flying around. And then you're like, man, this is not made for camera this morning, right? Like with Grody and I, and sometimes Dave the Cat intervening and making his presence felt. But
I love
it is
Dave
what it
the
is.
Cat cameo.
We you talk about juice, though. What's your favorite juice, Dan? What's the best juice?
So this is a weird personality trait of mine. There was a stretch for about 15 years that whenever I was on an airplane, I would order apple juice when the flight attendants came around. I don't drink apple juice anywhere else except in like seat 26C, right? Like, and
is
so
there
why
particular brand that you're partial to?
No, whatever they have on the airplane, right? Like whatever they've got
like
there.
Mott's.
I think if you were to like put me here now and said, okay, what juice would you have every day for the rest of your life? I think I might go grape juice.
Not orange?
I don't know. I feel like there's a pull to grape juice.
I don't know
juice.
Last time I've ever had grape juice.
I used to drink orange juice every morning for breakfast, but now I just drink water. Okay, so I also used to drink just ginger ale on only planes.
Weird, right? Like, why? What is the psyche behind that?
A lot of people have a plane-only drink.
Why is that?
I don't know, but like my brother and I thought we were the coolest people alive and would order ginger ale on a plane.
Apple juice doesn't even pair well with the cookies they give you, you know? So it's like, what do you do
with the Biscoff?
Diet Coke.
The Biscoffs are good, though.
Biscoff is amazing. Sometimes the CVS has it on special. I get it every time.
My daughter loves it. So sometimes I either ask for multiple or I just stack it and throw it in the backpack and then pretend like I'm a hero when I come home.
It's the cinnamon. The cinnamon makes the Biscoff special. There's a little cinnamon. I feel like it's a brighter day. Put some in my coffee today. Speaking of making it a brighter day in baseball joy, I think you're right about PCA. Like, this is a fun experience. It's also proving his value to
right.
the team. Homegrown, well, home traded for talent, I should say. But either way, you scouted that talent well. You dealt Javi Baez for him, and he's paying off and continues to do so. It speaks to the bigger issue. And we had a texter earlier tonight, or today text in and talk about, A, Kyle Tucker's average. I appreciate the thought, but OPS, my friend. OPS in this scenario is your key determiner. Also weighted runs, created plus, and slugging. But point being, I think they were also trying to talk themselves out of the Cubs having enough money to sign Kyle Tucker. Like, that's what you do, right? You're trying to find the negative stat that makes you feel better about your team not spending money. Well, I'm going to flip your script.
Yeah, right.
John Heyman was on with Mully and Haw yesterday and says, you can do both, PCA and Kyle Tucker extension.
Well, they should be able to afford both guys. Their revenues are very high. This is a very successful franchise. They've done great from a business standpoint. They did not come close on Bregman. That looks like a bit of a mistake at this point because he is... He's right. Not going to be the MVP because, you know, that's basically done at this point. The judge will be the MVP, but he'd be in the running. Otherwise, he's been incredible. They made a run, which was which was a good idea, but, you know, this is a team that still seems to hold the line, I think. And, you know, I've been on here many, many times talking about how they need to spend. Still, their biggest contracts have been for Hayward and Swanson, under $200 million. Now, neither one of them, Swanson's terrific defensively, but neither one of them has really gone crazy here on the north side, right? Even though they did spend that money, but and obviously spend more than the White Sox. That's double what the White Sox have spent on anybody. I know I see you rolling your eyes over there. I'd love to see them. They got to sign. You got to sign, whether you call him PCA or Pete or whatever. You're going to get a good deal on him at this point, right? I mean, I don't think he needs the money. His family, they're... You know, I don't know if they're well-to-do, but they're doing well. He's made a little bit of money. He's not desperate, but you got to do that because you can do it for $100 million or less, which is nothing in today's day and age. So got to do that. Tucker, it seems like he's willing to talk in season. So that is a great sign to get something done. I had a rival executive tell me they got to put the $500 million in front of them. You know, they're not going to do that. That's not the Cubs, but you got to make them a good offer in season and give it a shot. Well, it already has. I mean, certainly Soto raised the bar, and then, you know, Soto might be a one-off to some degree, but then you got Vlad with the $500 million. I get Toronto was desperate. They had to do it. Toronto's an even bigger, you know, they even have bigger money, you know, spend. Yes. They're richer, even richer owner, and they were in a position they should have signed him years ago. And they thought they were going to get Ohtani. They thought they were going to get Soto. They didn't get either of them. They had to keep a guy who wanted to be there. It feels like Tucker, if he seems to be willing to talk in season, he wants to be here. So let's get it done.
Get it done.
That's it. Dare to dream.
Just get it done.
Stop arbitrating against yourself when it comes to wanting a player like Kyle Tucker. Stop it. I don't need to hear about average. I don't need to hear you lie to yourself about, as a fan, how the Ricketts don't have the money. Nonsense.
No, complete nonsense. And think big, right? Like, think the biggest. Think grand. And now you've got a player that obviously has shown he's worth it, who's off to a start that you will take every single day. Get it done. Like, just figure out a way to get across that path. Two guys there playing really well with a lot to gain by the way they're playing. And so hopefully the Cubs figure out a path to letting your imagination run wild.
630 says Soto was a massive overpay. Here's my issue with the phrase overpay. If that's what the market dictates that person is worth, then that's what you're paying. It's no different than the price of eggs. It's no different than the price of oil per barrel. If you want that, then that's the price you're going to pay.
Yep.
If you want that player on your team. And the justification for me is, when I'm talking about the top three offenses in baseball, according to OPS right now, and 1, 2, and 3 are Cubs, Dodgers, Yankees, or some combination of that order, that's what it should be.
Yep.
This is a team that should have that offense. You should have those players. You should spin for them because that's the team you purport yourselves to be.
Every single year you should be in the mix.
Back up your real estate purchases with the assets inside.
Agreed. It's time. Get it done. And obviously, you know, understand, again, like you mentioned earlier, what the timelines are and what some of the immediate urgency is for this particular year and then obviously beyond, as you're trying to do grand things that have only been done once here in a long time.
So stop talking yourself out of this as a fan. I need you to level up. You're allowed and it should happen. That's it. I, you know, and somebody put aptly one day when we were talking about this earlier, buildings don't hit home runs. Yeah, real estate's great, but just like real estate, it's only going up.
Right.
Same with Kyle Tucker. But now is not the time to talk to him. You've got to wait until it's at least 70 degrees outside before you start pitching to Kyle Tucker about taking any sort of discount.
Well, it's going to be in the 80s by the end of this week, I think, and then we're going to get a warm front next week. So maybe it's time.
Dan Wiederer is also a part-time meteorologist here on The Score. Well, you're probably not certified, or you're not certified meteorology.
No.
Part-time weatherman here on The Score. We're going to talk Bears next because Dan is here. He is in for Marshall Harris. You did a deep dive into the discussion surrounding the Bears running back room after the draft. There's a lot of key quotes in there and key points you made that I want to bring back. So that is next. Bears Talk with Dan Wiederer in for Marshall Harris today. Raheemy and Harris on The Score.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.